Hi, is Ted available?
No, sir. No. What's your name?
Well, that's okay. Do you expect him back in today, or is he kind of in and out?
He went to vacation. Are you saying David or Maxton?
I'm looking for Ted.
Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sir. He passed away, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I must have some old info. I spoke with Lauren the other day. Is she around?
Lauren?
Yes.
No, she's not around. I haven't seen her. I don't know.
Okay. No problem, man. Is there a new owner that took over for Ted when he passed away?
David is the main
David.
Who owns this place, but he's on vacation and he'll be back around the Sunday, I guess.
Okay, I'll try next week then. Do you know what his email address is by chance?
No, sir, but you can search him on bouncebrothers.com on Facebook. I don't know.
Okay, you know what? I think I have it. Bunce Brothers Farm at CenturyLink. Does that sound right? Okay, I think I got it then, actually. Okay, no problem. Hey, do you guys have like a CFO or controller, somebody that handles any of the financial stuff, or do you think that's just Ted? I'm sorry, not Ted, but David.
David, I don't know, sir, but I have his cell number. Do you want his cell number to call him?
Ah, that's okay. He's on vacation. I don't want to bug him. I appreciate it, though. It's not that urgent. But yeah, I'll check back with him on Monday, maybe. Yeah, how's the business going over there for you guys? I know it's tomato season, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good, sir. We didn't plant this much, a whole lot this month.
Yeah.
But it's going pretty good.
That's good.
We're selling everything, you know. Everything's just going, you know.
Yeah. What do you guys do with the extra tomatoes if you don't sell them?
Well, right now, I just dump like 3 pallets because they're overripe.
Yeah.
And I just dump them over there in the field. We got this place over there. We dump them over there, and I mean they're just overripe, and we can't sell those.
Can't do anything with them, huh? It turns into compost eventually, I'd imagine, or.
Yeah, but a lot of people come over here and buy some canned tomatoes. Well, they kind of overripe, but not, you know, they don't come every day. It's just local
I
people
see.
Around here. Uh huh.
How do you guys market your products? I think you guys have been around for a while, right?
Yeah, we've been planted this for a while. We sell all over all around. If we have them, and we sell local over here in Raleigh, farmers market.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have relationships with different vendors and stuff?
Yeah, we got a lot. We send our produce lot of places.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, man, what is your name again?
My name is Santiago, and
Santiago.
I'm in charge right now, but it's right now it's slow, but
yeah,
we're gonna have the tomatoes in about 3 weeks because the fall season's coming up next.
Nice. Is there kind of different tomatoes that grow in the fall, or
it's the same? It's the same tomatoes. It's just like you know, the fall season.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of variety of tomatoes.
Yeah, gotcha. One more question for you. Do you know, are you guys looking to bring out any new equipment by any chance for the business there?
What kind of equipment are you talking about, sir?
Well, we do equipment financing. So like whatever kind of equipment you need, really. We help all different businesses and all different kinds of industries. But if you guys are looking for any new like farming or tractor equipment, anything like that, really. Do you guys have anything that you're looking to replace, or are you looking to like add anything on that you know of?
I think we need some equipment, but I'm not sure. Especially, you know, this. Do you have the electric jacks?
Well, we don't sell the equipment, but if you guys have a vendor, or if you guys have a place where you get the equipment, we provide the financing for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will keep that in mind. I mean, we know we need a lot of data. We never know what we're gonna need, but I will keep that in mind, and I will let it know. But do you have your website so I can go look it up and see what you guys have?
We do, man. It's bankofcardiff.com. Do you want me to email you something really quick so you can take a look? I'll email you our link. You can write it down. It's just bankofcardiff.com.
Okay, if you have I'd write it down. What's the name again?
Bank, B-A-N-K, of Cardiff. Cardiff, let me spell it because it sounds funny on the phone. It's C-A-R-D as in David. IFF, as in Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, we specialize in all different sorts of industries. Okay. But what I do is I help lots of different farming and fruits and vegetables type businesses as well. But I do other stuff too, like construction and trucking and things. But what was that? What was the name of the equipment that you said that you might be looking at?
Well, I have a. Well, I just bought a electric jack, and it's kind of slow, but.
Okay.
I was thinking about telling David we need to get a new one just in case, because we always, especially you know winter time and doing tomato season, we always busy.
Yeah.
And something, you know, once it's messed up and we need an extra one, but we got that one. It's an extra one, but that one is kind of like it's slow and it cuts off. Like if I'm using it and you know I got this 7 high, you know, tall pipes moving out of,
yeah,
you know, putting in the truck. And it turns off itself, and I don't know what's wrong with this brain.
Oh man, when did you guys get it?
I just we just got it like last year, but we don't hardly use it. It's just,
yeah,
it's right there. We don't.
But when you need it, when you need it, you need it though.
yeah, we need. You know, sometimes you know we're using it, but it's just a headache, bro.
Yeah. How much do those run? Do you know?
They'll run about $4,000.
$4,000. Oh, you guys get a pretty big one, a nice one then, huh?
Yeah.
Is there something specific that you guys use it for?
Yeah, load trucks, you know. We use it.
Gotcha.
Load trucks. That's the main key. We need that, cuz we're going to move those pallets around here in pack house.
Yeah.
And once we pack the, like for example, we're packing the tomatoes, if the pallets is all the way full, we got to move it with that jack, electric jack.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Uh-huh. What about the trucks that you guys have? Are you guys looking to add a new truck? Are you guys looking to replace any old ones? Or?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have. I think we will get a truck. You know, trucks, just a regular pickup trucks. Cause
yeah,
one of them messed up, and one of them almost about. You know, messed. I mean, it's almost gone. It's too old, and we might get one or two.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta ask. I gotta ask David, cause I mean, like. We need trucks, you know, we got to go, especially if we times to pick, like, tomatoes and everything, we got to go send somebody to pick the trailer up, you know, pull the trailer up.
Right.
And sometimes we use it, David's truck, you know, his nice truck. And
Yeah. He probably is the nicest one, huh?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, cool, man. Well, it sounds like there's some potential needs that we can help you guys with. If you don't mind, just maybe have a conversation with David when he gets back. Just kind of let him know. Because I spoke with Lauren about a week ago, and I kind of told her a little bit about what we do, and she mentioned that, you know, tomato season is getting really busy. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to follow up, make sure all you guys' needs are taken care of. But, yeah, I'm gonna send David a quick email. But yeah, check out our website, man, and let me know what you think. But I'll probably call back. Let's see, next week. You said he should be back next week.
He'll be back Monday. I mean, probably Sunday.
Monday. Sunday. Okay. Well, I'll call on Monday then. Should I try in the morning or afternoon?
Okay.
Should I try in the morning? You think or afternoon?
Yeah, like on the morning, like 9 o'clock.
Morning around 9. Okay. Cool, man. Well, hey Santiago, I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Me too.
Nice chatting with you, man. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, bro. Bye.